Good morning and welcome to Presence of Light with Charlie Riverman Bergeron here on Humanity Healing Facebook. On this wonderful day of a full moon with a partial eclipse, it's a joy to be with you in this energy field as I light some Palo Santo to offer a blessing in how we gather in sacredness, inviting all of the spirits of all of the directions, all of our spiritual family from whatever source you consider your source, knowing that in our hearts, excuse me, knowing that in our hearts there is no separation, there never has been any separation, nor will ever be any separation, because separation is truly an illusion that cannot sustain itself, nor can it sustain life. It's impossible. It's impossible because we are part of a whole. And today's talk is about that whole. Good morning, Liani. This morning's talk is really a combination of emotional energies, divine energies, and really a deeper look into how we can change the world by simply breathing. So the title is Breathing in the Light. And as each of you, excuse me, as each of you have over the past time frame been witness to what is playing out in its darkness, I want to assure you that the darkness is only temporary. That the darkness, as I wrote in my show notes, the darkness of the earth over the moon is only momentary in the eclipse. And perhaps we're in a greater eclipse of who we are as human beings, as a field of humanity. And here we are on Humanity Healing gathering this morning. I'm a bit somber this morning because of the topic of breathing and non-breathing has been brought up by witnessing what just took place with George Floyd. And as much as I didn't want to talk about this, I have to talk about this. Because George Floyd's last breath. In many ways, is an awakening for all of us to our breath and how important breathing is in order to sustain us in this physicality. And that no matter what we do, to have our breath taken away from us is not who we are, is not what we are to represent here. We are gathered here together to breathe together. To breathe one breath, to deepen into that breathing and realize that breathing sustains our magnificent presence here. And not just here on Mother Earth, but it sustains the greater field of our human consciousness, wherein we can gather together and embrace each other, even though we're physically separated from each other. But through that breath, through this heart beating, we can let go of all judgments of each other and know that each one of us has the capacity to be and do something different if it is harmful, if it is painful to others. This is the gift of our choice. This is the gift of our breathing. When we don't breathe anymore, we don't have that opportunity or that choice any longer to love each other, to care for each other, to be kind to each other, to understand each other, to forgive each other, to amend our ways that may be in error, to find a better solution to cohabitating on this planet together. One humanity. Today's sacred card began my journey. It's breath. A beautiful galaxy that's only known by numbers and letters. The galaxies breathe just like we do. Not in the same manner, but without that pulsing in-breath and out-breath that the galaxies perform, they too disappear from our presence. So I just want to take this moment to honor all of those who are praying, who are offering wisdom, who are offering compassion during this time of deep recognition of what the death of not only George Floyd, but all human beings whose lives have been taken. Abruptly and unnecessarily throughout all ages of humanity. And so I am including our ancestors whose genetic frequencies and patterns we carry today, and whom we must release from this insanity that we continue to perpetuate against each other. Thank you. So the card today is breathe. The quote to that card is, breathe, breath is the basis of life. As I breathe in the power from source, I know I have eternal life. We are eternal beings. Whether you choose to believe that or not has no bearing on that. That's your choice. That's your human choice. And as we can see, our human choices are not always in our best interest. So take a breath, take a deep breath. You feel your body expanding as you breathe in to your upper chest or fully expand your lower diaphragm. Really doesn't change the fact that you will feel a surge of energy into your body. Breathing in is breathing in energy. We can look at it scientifically, we can analyze it, judge it, do whatever we want with it. But without that breath, we're not going to be here. We are not going to be able to experience each other in this state of living presence. And it's time now we really honor that living presence. Because we are truly sacred, every one of us. And each breath we take is connected to the universe, this beautiful universe. And no matter what we do as humans, we can't change that. We can pretend that we can change it. We can think we can stop it or start it or make this happen or find out the reason why this is happening, etc. We can swell our human brain and ego to the point of exaltation and power and glory, but without that breath, it's meaningless. It's all meaningless. So I want you to deepen into this expression of your breath. And remember that, you know, this is the gift. This is a gift that is not only ours to have and embrace, but it's also ours to protect in others and to honor in others, no matter who they are, no matter where they came from, no matter who their ancestors are. And right now, what is needed in the world as we breathe in this light is compassion. Great compassion. And today's compassion card is Shining Lotus from the Kuan Yin deck, from a Kuan Yin Oracle deck from Alana Fairchild. And as I read that this morning and I tapped into what we're going through and the struggle and the pain and the suffering that each of us are having to witness and endure. And we see some people are acting out in violent behavior. And then we see people who are acting out in compassionate behavior. And we are recognizing in each of these factions ourselves, because we're not separated from them. They're breathing and we're breathing. And we're breathing the same air, as we can tell by the coronavirus. We wear these masks now because the air we breathe might contain a virus that will bring us to death. How precious is this breath that we take for granted? And so the card from Kuan Yin, the Shining Lotus, I will read what the main section of that is. And I want you to just breathe gently into this, knowing that all of us are receiving messages right now that will change our lives and the future lives of our children, our children's children, our grandchildren's children, etc. And this is upon us right now, in this moment of our breathing. So we call on the Bodhisattva of compassion, our beloved Kuan Yin, who will remind us that the Shining Lotus is a powerful, powerful thought form. And the quote from Alana Fairchild is, "There are times when it makes sense to be discreet until you find your inner strength, so that you feel empowered enough to share your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs without wavering, even in the face of challenge by another. At other times, we benefit ourselves and others by taking a risk and allowing the inner lotus blossom of our true self to shine forth for all to behold." And I think Kuan Yin is expressing this moment in time where we're at to not be fearful when you stand up for the right of life for others. This is our time to really shine. I think that these messages and everything that's happening for us right now to really bring us back to this place of breathing deeply and honoring that inner presence that we've pushed out of the way because we didn't want to be judged, or we've been told, "You can't do that in this world. That's crazy." I wish I had a dollar for every time I've been called crazy or irrational or whatever. All of these judgments against me. This is what the breath of light does. It changes the thought form and breaks away the judgment. And Kuan Yin doesn't have judgment. Her heart is full of compassion. Her purpose is to embrace all of those who have judgment and to love them so much that it dissipates. We all can take a little bit of Kuan Yin's beautiful energy, breathe it into our hearts, and say, what would life be like if I really truly adapted my life to be one of compassion and breathing light into others? It's truly the light that we breathe that assists us in tapping into the true compassion. So when we breathe in, we don't think of it as light energy, but it is. All of the elements that we engage with exist through the light. This is not a scientific explanation. This is a spiritual explanation. That without the light and without us being able to breathe it in and exchange it with each other, none of this works. All the elements work together. Everything is part of each other. This is why we mourn when someone dies, because a part of us is now missing. Even if it's somebody we don't know, but we become aware of it, we know. And in that moment, that person ceases breathing and changes everything in the world. We are not as insignificant and worthless as we've been told. Right now, it's a call of our true self to embrace each other, to embrace each other freely without fear of judgment. Again, I'm bringing about a solution to the global suffering, not just the suffering in Minneapolis, not just the suffering in New York, not just the suffering in Los Angeles, not just the suffering in America, but the suffering around the world that are caused through acts of violence and hatred from ancient inner woundings that we carry without consciously being aware, but arise in us when we face these tragedies. And how are we now to embrace this and help to restore humanity to its rightful place among the star nations? We think of ourselves as this one little planet under this one star we call the sun. But you look at the sky and the stars and you see how many stars there are. And although we can't prove it to our human mind that there are other nations of life amongst those stars, they do exist. And our ancestors came. And are connected to those star nations. And Kuan Yin, as the Bodhisattva of compassion, knows this as well and asks us to open our hearts and allow the light we breathe to flow with ease and grace. We hear that term often, ease and grace. And yet it's beyond really our understanding. But as much as we can imagine what ease and grace is, this is what we need to start flowing more freely, opening our hearts, breathing in that light, that energy that changes everything in our body. It flows to every minute part of our body through our bloodstream. And it allows us to be in a place where we can create miracles. So, breathing in and of itself is a miracle. The fact that we can keep this body alive through breathing. How precious is each breath you take? I want you to think about that, because this is what is really hitting me as all of this is playing out, and all of this, we have this pandemic which affects our breath. Then we have this innocent person, and I'm not judging anything, but we are all innocent people having his breath taken away. That's a crime against humanity. That's how I feel, and I'm not going to rescind from that. But I also know that each one of us has the power to create miracles. And it only takes a moment to shift in our mind. This slight shift of our minds to say, this no longer serves me. I didn't sign up for this. It's not a part of my nature to take life. It's part of my nature to give, honor, and respect life. And that moment in itself is a miracle. It's the miracle we need to share with each other, to share keeping our hearts open. It's the moment to breathe in the light, to fill ourselves with the safety of knowing that we are part of this greater presence that we most in humanity call God or Creator. Many different forms, many different likenesses, yet all resonating with the same honor, the peace and the harmony of that thought. And so as I bring this somewhat of a, I'm not going to label it, it's a talk from my heart. Judge it if you will. It's an expression of the light that I breathe, the purpose that I hold to allow peace, light, and love to flow through me to all who are able to receive it. And even for those who aren't able to receive it, I offer it anyway, because I know in doing so, some of it will get through. Even if it takes 10 lifetimes, some of it will get through, because it's in the process of giving, extending the light that we breathe to others, that it becomes the founding principle of extending life into the future. So Kuan Yin asks us to simply keep our hearts open, to breathe in the light. And in doing so, we become safe and more powerful, more determined, if you will, to fulfill prophecies that have always existed of a world that coexists in peace and harmony. And it did at one point, and then it changed. And we are the ones who will change it back. Here, right here in this third dimension. We don't need to leave the third dimension. We just need to be who we truly are in the third dimension. Kuan Yin offers these words in closing. I am safe in my truth. I reveal myself with love. It is safe and fun to be me. My lotus light shines forth to benefit all humanity. My lotus light shines forth to benefit all of humanity, not just this person. No, I can't give it to that one. No, I don't like this one. No, that one hurt me. No, 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 no. Everyone, unconditionally. That's our purpose right now, to forgive. To forgive and give with full compassion. Prayer of Shining Lotus, written by Alana Fairchild in communication with Kuan Yin. I leave you with this. Beloved Kuan Yin, Mother of Mercy and Compassion, bless us all with a new capacity for understanding all of that is necessary to gather our hearts together in unity. May you embrace and embody within us as the divine compassion that is contained within the light. The light we breathe into our hearts and also share forth from our lungs. One heart, one light, one love, bringing forth everlasting peace to the hearts that are now suffering. I thank you all for being here with this morning. And I thank you for your beautiful comments in the sideline about healing and peace and compassion, about the Holy Spirit, sacred vision. Bless you all as we move forward, building the stairway that leads us to the higher place that humanity as a collective belongs in. Each one of us breathing in the light, extending the light forward through love, through the love of our open hearts, not fearing, not running away, standing in our truth, that all life is sacred. Doesn't make it perfect, but all life is sacred. I leave you with these thoughts. May your week be better. May you experience less distress. May the world around us, who loves to feed us with doom and gloom and inspire our fear and inspire our disillusion with the power and the truth that we really are, may it not affect you as much. I breathe my light for you. I love you. I thank you. I respect you. I am you. You are me. We are unity. These are not just fancy words spoken. This is truth. Go be it. Until next week, hopefully we don't have more devastating news during the week that upsets us, but know that together we are stronger than the few who seek to demolish us. Have a great week, everyone. Bless you, and thank you for being here and sharing this half hour or 37 minutes with me. It's important to me to be here and express this. So thank you for showing up. Have a great week.